Thank you. I would like to warmly welcome you to this important and timely conference on sexuality education on behalf of the Federal Ministry of Health and our Minister, Hermann Gröhe. Let me introduce myself shortly. I'm Ines Perea, and I'm heading the HIV STI Hepatitis Division of the Federal Ministry of Health, a field closely linked to sexual health and rights in general and sexuality education in particular. This conference is the starting point of several conferences and meetings related to global health during this week. As you might know, we will have the first G20 health ministers meeting ever at the end of this week. And WHO is a strong partner in preparing this important meeting. So you might understand that our minister and also the other leaders of our ministry haven't been able to be here, but they sent me here and I'm representing them to show you the honor that you have this conference here. Together with the Federal Center for Health Education, BZGA, we cooperated in the consultation on the development of the recently endorsed European Action Plan for Sexual and Reproductive Health. It was already mentioned today, contributed actively to the WHO Ministerial Conference on the Life Course Approach in the context of Health 2020 in Minsk, and we were represented in the special program of research, development, and research training in human reproduction of UNDP, UNFPA, UNICEF, WHO, and World Bank. Most importantly, the Federal Center for Health Education has been a WHO collaborating center for sexual and reproductive health since 2003. And we are very proud about this honor. The center stands for sustainability, quality, competence, and acknowledged results. The thematic focus lies, as all of you know, on sexuality education in the WHO European region, a theme in which BZGA has many decades of experience at the national as well as at the international level. As a WHO collaborating center, BZGA engages in the development of frameworks and materials for different target groups in the field of sexuality education, in the development of standards, in research, and in the organization of seminars and conferences for knowledge transfer and networking as this one we have here today. Many activities of the WHO Center have been taken place since its designation more than 10 years ago. Important milestones of this cooperation were the standards for sexuality education in Europe, The standards have been a milestone of the joint work of WHO, BZGA, and the International Expert Group and have defined the contents of a comprehensive sexuality education approach. The standards have been translated into many European languages and have been widely used. Sometimes they have also stimulated some protests of opponents, as Mrs. Theis already mentioned this morning. The standards have been followed by the guidance on the implementation of sexuality education programs in countries and by the paper on evaluation of sexuality education. Soon, the latest product of the joint expert group will be published on the competencies of teachers and trainers of sexuality education. All these publications have contributed strongly to the promotion of comprehensive school-based sexuality education in the European Union to foster sexual health and well-being among adolescents and young people and to prevent unintended pregnancies, unsafe abortions, violence, and infections. The work in the field of sexual and reproductive health and rights is firmly grounded on certain principles, most importantly on the acknowledgement of human rights, gender equality, a positive understanding of sexuality, acceptance of diversity, and the right to self-determination. These principles are equally important for the prevention of HIV and other sexuality-transmitted infections. And as you might be aware, also UNAIDS puts much more focus in the last years on sexuality education and HIV prevention, because this is just the ground, and we need to do so, and we just don't need to do so in Europe. This is also something we need to do worldwide, and especially in countries of Africa where we have high rates at the moment of the HIV incidence. No, I mean that the population is growing so much, especially the youth population, and because of this, we need to give them the knowledge how to protect themselves, what is sexuality, how, and especially young women. And we are very proud, and we are very much supporting UNAIDS in going further in this direction, because it's the same as in many other WHO and other meetings, that you find always some partners who really are against it. But for the moment, we are stronger. And for more than 30 years, Germany is engaging in the response to HIV. Of principal concern are not only the prevention of new infections, but also demonstrating solidarity with people living with HIV and AIDS, and actively engage against stigma and discrimination and participation. So we need to work with the people and not for the people. And this is the same in sexuality education. Just 1 year ago, the federal government endorsed its new strategy for HIV, hepatitis B and C, and other sexually transmitted infections. In this integrated strategy, prevention of HIV has been closely linked to that of other STIs. Among the many elements that we define as essential in the fight against HIV and other STI, sexuality education is one important pillar. It's the foundation, especially when we talk about children, adolescents, and young people. School is the place in which everybody can be reached regardless of social, religious, or ethnic background. And school is also the place where knowledge is acquired, attitudes are fostered, and skills are learned that might not be of immediate relevance, but are only made use of later in life. In our work, we cannot be successful without strong partners. We have been able to celebrate our success, but it has also become increasingly clear that we need to join forces to continue our work and to overcome challenges all of us are facing. Looking closely to the situation worldwide, in Europe, but also in my own country, Germany, we have to be aware that we have reached in the field what we have reached in the field of sexuality education has to be defended, as Dr. Theis already mentioned. Maybe more than we expected some years ago. For this reason, we have exchange partnerships and strong networks, as we have here at this conference. I wish you all a very successful conference here in Berlin in the next 2 days, and I hope that this event will contribute to further strengthening our important partnerships as a basis to jointly continue our work to make our countries a better and healthier place to live in for adolescents and young people. Lastly, I want to thank on behalf of the Ministry for Health and our Health Minister everybody who helped making this conference possible. The colleagues of BZGA, UNFPA, IPPF, UNESCO, and the International... WHO is missing? Ah, here. And the International Expert Group on Sexuality Education. My thanks also goes to WHO in general and Dr. Gunda Lastan, in particular from the WHO Regional Office for Europe, who has been vitally important for promoting sexual health and sexuality education in the region. Thank you. And at the end, I have one sad information because one person is missing here today. This is Kariklia Balas-Dietz, my, and I guess some for some of you, long-time competent partner. She died just a few days ago, and we thought that this is something you should also know. And because I know she would have loved to be here. She was a partner for so many decades and years, and she was working so much and so hard on it, also on this conference making happened. And she passed away of a totally unexpectedly sepsis at the age of 49. And we miss her and will always remember her. Thank you.